The investigation into what happened on the set of Rust in New Mexico, the Alec Baldwin movie that was being filmed when the cinematographer was shot and killed by a loaded gun. Alec Baldwin did not know it was loaded with a live bullet, but that in turn seems to be what had happened. Now, some in Hollywood are calling for a ban on real guns altogether. A couple of shows have already said no more real guns. Doesn't matter what we put in them. We're just not going to have them anymore. The Rookie show on ABC is one of them. The Walking Dead, a few others too. Cop dramas and others that use guns regularly say, you know what, we're not even going to do that. I don't know if this is the right way to go about it. It certainly seems to be one way. One of the things we've heard from weapons experts is this whole question of why there were even live bullets present on this scene at all. And the answer to that seems to be, from the investigation, what we've learned is they were doing target practice and after hours and when they weren't filming, and that those live bullets were present for that reason. Let's talk with Doc Adelson. He is a firearm safety officer for, he's been on a lot of big movies, The Untouchables and Superman. He's worked on a number of sets where guns are involved. And Doc, you had to take this in and have a lot of thoughts about what you think happened there. I know you didn't work directly on this or anything like that, but when you hear that Hollywood is calling for a ban on real guns, I just want to ask you, do you think that's the right way to go about this?
I'm not sure that that's really the question that needs to be asked. It's a reactionary question that everybody wants to hear, or everybody wants to have posed. It's a popular thing to talk about. The real question is how to handle this. People demand, for whatever reason, viewers demand realism. I've heard this from people in charge of movies, that they want to portray realism. In the case of the Superman Man of Steel, they went so far as to have us take the actors out on a firing range and give them actual experience in firing everything from fully automatic weapons to simple pistols. And they wanted them to have that experience. They wanted them to make no missteps that could be picked out, if you will, by gun nerds. Mm-hmm. And they wanted it to look good. I think they want that realism. By the way, I think the zombie film, what did you mention?
Walking Dead. Yeah.
They've already run out of bullets in this era. They don't have any left. At any rate, they want this realism. Whether they will afford it or not, I don't know. What may have gone wrong, who knows? I wasn't there. In the movies I've been involved in, we had three levels of safety. One is the armorer. The armorer just prepares the firearms to the specification. And the action trainer, or the person that teaches the actor how to handle firearms, is another person. In between them is a safety officer. And nothing happens without the safety officer's approval. Mm-hmm. No, there's no reason to have live cartridges or live ammunition on a movie set. None. There is absolutely no reason. I've heard people saying that they want to simulate the recoil of a firearm. Silliness. It just simply doesn't do that. They want to show the impact of a bullet on a subject, and that's also foolish. The CGI or Hollywood, the creation of those bullet impacts is much more visual than anything in real life. You can CGI all sorts of things and make it look more fun, if you will, or more appealing. And there's really no reason to have live fire at all. As far as real live guns, there's several arguments. But again, you have to be ready to pay and have that three-step process of the armor, the trainer, and the safety officer involved in it to make sure that things are good.
Doc Adelman, as a firearm safety officer on movies, if you had seen that live bullets were over there as part of the after-hours entertainment, would you have said something? I mean, is that a moment in time where you say, hey, we don't want any integration of this on a set?
I would have physically intervened. It just never happened because we did this pre-planning in advance. Everybody had assigned roles. We didn't just walk into it shooting in the dark. Mm-hmm. To make a bad analogy, we knew what our roles were, and we had preset rules. Now, nobody, when I designed the rules around some of these shoots, photo shoots, We didn't really know what the industry standards were. I don't think they've been developed yet. And even as they stand now, I think mine were stricter than what they have now. You just can't be too safe. And this, it extends to anything in movie industry. It's live wires or anything you could trip over. And here we're concentrating on this one subject with one actor and with one incident, and hundreds of these incidents occur every day, and yet we don't look at them. We mm-hmm. look at this one incident.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that criticism. I think it's a point well taken that we have school shootings that get less coverage than this. And I get it. There's always the celebrity involvement and the other things that are so intriguing for about a case like this when you see something just horrible happen. And I think many of us remember that moment when on our phones it crossed that Alec Baldwin, how could that be that he would be involved like something like this? So there's that shock and attention, and you get that piece of it, and you hope, and I know you do too, Doc, that this just leads to more safety precautions, and that you know, these tragedies are tragic reminders too of what can go wrong.
And we can't blame the actor for this.
I agree.
The actor is doing what he does. He's an actor. He doesn't know what I do. He doesn't know what an armorer does. He doesn't know what a training director does. He's an actor. You tell him to do things, it's a trained monkey. Sorry. But to blame him for this, no, unless he had a direct role, and we don't know, with loading that gun and he knew it was loaded or whatever.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be part of that. And you can see the tremendous sorrow that he feels, and he will have this for the rest of his life. I'm sure that they will get to the bottom of it. I just want to thank you, Doc, for weighing in today. I know you're a Naperville guy, and you have a lot of experience in this area. So thank you. Thank you for that.
And thank you, ma'am. Good day.